USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our freedom is earned through the blood and sweat and toil and sacrifice of great American patriots just like you.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States, the president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
As we honor America's fallen warriors, we pledge our unwavering devotion to all of those who serve our nation in uniform.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. The latest now in Oklahoma, after a very powerful tornado hits, 2 people killed, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Oklahomans are continuing to clean up after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the town of El Reno, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt surveying the damage.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV. When you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places, the whole roof's gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable anybody could survive.
More than 170 tornadoes have swept across the southern plains and Midwest over the past week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A U.S. senator upset at the high number of veteran suicides, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
We've got to do more. Even one suicide is too many.
That's the Montana Democrat speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, citing new reports that say there are about 20 veteran suicides every day. Tester says he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to address the problem.
We have a bill, Senator Moran and I do, to really kind of take mental health outside the box for the VA.
Tester says they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with other mental health issues, such as yoga.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him. Staying in Hawaii now, new details about hiker Amanda Eller's 17-day ordeal as she's lost in that Hawaiian forest. She continues to recover from her injuries at home in Maui. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The Maui woman who was found missing for more than 2 weeks after taking a hike in a rainforest in Hawaii is recovering from her injuries. Amanda Eller tells KHON it was a tough experience for her.
There were times of total fear and loss and wanting to give up, and it did come down to life and death, and I had to choose, and I chose life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.